Headline, "It's a huge amount to me." Pulse Chain user pleads for $100,000 gas fee refund. Published at 4:41 p.m., July 18, 2025. Crypto is a risky business. Some make millions overnight, while others lose it all in the blink of an eye. Hacks, rug pulls, and phishing scams can all cause such hefty losses, but often simple user error can cause painful losses. One such costly mistake was picked up by the X, formerly Twitter, blockchain tracker Whale Alert. It reported that one unlucky user had unwittingly paid an eye-watering gas fee of 31 ETH, worth over $100,000. The user reached out to the recipient of the gas fee, Titan Builder, via an on-chain message viewable on the Etherscan Block Explorer. They appealed to the block builder to return the 31 ETH, which they said is a huge amount of money to me. Read more. There were always signs that Richard Hart would become a fugitive. The message blamed a buggy wallet for sending the transaction on Ethereum instead of Pulse Chain. Both networks run on the Ethereum Virtual Machine EVM, which means transactions valid on one EVM chain will be valid on another. It's an issue that stems from choosing which gas fee to pay to have the transaction processed. On Pulse Chain, gas fees are paid in PLS rather than ETH. And, according to data from CoinMarketCap, PLS is currently worth fractions of a cent compared to approximately $3,650 per ETH. Coinbase's Connor Grogan called for the block builder to earn some good karma by returning the funds. However, he also noted that the ETH had been forwarded onto an exchange account, which Titan Builder's address appears to execute automatically. Read more. Richard Hart followers lose faith as Pulse Chain. Pulse X face delays. Grogan himself spends his spare time attempting to track down and reunite crypto users with lost or forgotten funds. Earlier today, he announced his largest recovery ever of $3 million for Crypto Exchange Gate. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.